This podcast of the Em and Harley Show is brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. Get up to speed with their latest offers at your nearest Telstra store or go to telstra.com.au now.
Hey, podcasters. Well, just for you bloody whingers, I changed the way I introed the show today. It was just Em and Harley all the way through.
You got a lot of pull here, podcasters. So much pull. Just tell us stuff and we'll do it.
I feel like we're more popular in Podland than real land.
Oh, we definitely are.
I know. We appreciate you all listening. Thank you so much. Don't forget to tell a friend. Today's Bring a Friend Day. I've just decided, Tuesday.
Unless for some reason you listen and you don't like it, then tell somebody that you don't like.
That's weird. Why would you sit through us?
Oh, people do that.
I do ask. Yeah, they hate listen.
People hate listen to a lot of stuff.
Sometimes you hate listen to go back and check you still hate a person.
Yep.
You always do.
Yeah. Some of the most popular and famous radio personalities of all time have had a whole career based on hate listening.
Alan Jones. Why sneezing? God, it was
kind of a weird sound you've got.
Thank you so much for being here. We hope you enjoy it. We had Nazeem Hussain in, which we love.
That's right.
We had Genevieve Morris in, who we love.
Jeez, it was a long show.
It was such a long show.
Whoa.
I feel like this podcast is going to be a marathon.
We should mention for your international podcasters that want to get your book.
Yes.
Oh, yes, your book is out.
If you go to November Fest.
Oh, your book's not out.
If you go to readings.com.au and pre-order a copy of the book or just order a copy, Readings will send it internationally so you can get a copy of the book.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. And next week my tour announce is happening. I'm releasing a single and the book will be out. So enjoy all of that.
I'm going to buy a trailer.
Next week's going to be... Oh, that's... Don't you want to buy... You can borrow mine if you want.
No, I got to buy one.
Okay.
I'm going to fit it out.
You should probably own that. Where are you going to store it? At your place.
In my ginormous backyard.
Isn't there a tent up currently?
There's a tent and a shed and a chicken coop.
Can you fit a tent in a trailer? Why don't you have a dog?
I could fit a semi-trailer truck.
Why don't you have a dog?
Because...
For the chickens, the baby, the children.
There's too much going on. We are definitely getting a dog.
Okay, great. RSPCA asked me to help them, so maybe you can help them too.
I'd love to help them.
Well, let's do that. Yep. Okay, great. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
It's the radio show that gets confused by its own content on the regular.
What happened?
Mate.
Wow.
It's a mess.
Who?
It's a cluster F.
Turns to 90s TV sitcoms like The Nanny for style inspo.
I've gone full Yetta.
You've gone full Yetta.
On my top.
Bingo.
I got purple. I got purple sequins on my shoulders. Yeah. I am DEFCON 1 Yetta.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that's actually cheered me up.
Yeah. And is full of hot makeup tips for busy working mums.
I put mascara in my moustache.
Tell me more.
Just for a bit of fun.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Bit of a change up.
Just make it pop a bit.
Just to highlight it.
Yeah.
This is... The Em Rossiano Radio Show. With Harley Breen.
Morning, dickheads.
Which way is up?
I don't know. No.
What happened to start there?
What even happened?
Everything was confusing.
Ah, it's fine.
Whatever.
Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to our show that you choose, and we are always grateful for that. I'm going to start the day off by saying it won't be the first time. 16 years ago, I was doing a shift. No, I wasn't. That's a lie. 16 years ago, I gave birth to my 16-year-old daughter.
Oh!
Happy birthday, Marcella.
Happy birthday, Marcella. Yay. Congratulations. 16.
I know.
You can do a lot at 16.
Yeah. She won't. Odie's already doing stuff Cella's not doing and she's 10.
Yeah.
But Cella, yes, there'll be more. I ordered 100 helium balloons to be in her bedroom.
Oh, yes. That seems practical.
Few things I didn't consider.
Yeah, with the ceiling fan.
We'll talk about why that may not have been my greatest moment.
Righto.
At the time, I'm like, I'm such a good mum. But yeah, we have a big show coming up for you. Lots of the things. We've got alpha bugs. Oh, you know the deal. We're gonna talk about some shit. We're gonna have some laughs. You know.
Probably. Mate, laugh. Probably talk about shit. Definitely.
100%.
I am actually doing that.
Sam and Harley on Today FM for telstra.com.au. Ever wanted to lick your cat?
You went full business then. Seriously? I didn't even know you were paying attention. You went, boom, boom!
Sometimes.
Just went radio rain man.
No, I'm sorry. Sometimes my broadcasting past does seep through the cracks.
And it's all right.
And the people are like, oh my God, is she actually trained? Yes, I am.
To be fair, I shouldn't have commented on it. It took me by surprise at this hour of the morning.
But have you?
What?
Ever wanted to lick a cat?
I can't say I have. I have to be honest that I know what you're about to talk about.
Just say yes.
So, yes, definitely.
Yes.
Every time I see a cat going at itself. Yeah. Well, I can help out.
Yes. Thank God, because now you can. There's a new brush called Licky Brush, designed to bring you and your cat closer.
Oh, God.
By using Licky with your... Why did they have to call it Licky?
No, because they're idiots.
Let's start with that. The
have you
name.
Seen the device?
I'm looking at it right now.
It's the dumbest thing.
I just want to talk about it before we just grab it. By using Licky with your cat on a regular basis, you'll develop a more intimate and bonded relationship.
Will you?
I don't want to be intimate with my cat.
I don't think you should be more intimate with your pets than having a cuddle.
I don't think. Yes. Licky is a high-quality soft silicone brush designed to feel pleasurable to your cat's sensitive skin. Okay, so...
Well, that's nice. Cats like to be brushed.
In this one ad, there's the word intimate, bonded, pleasurable, and sensitive.
Stop
skin.
It.
Oh, I don't think they thought this through.
Whoever is looking at this product and thinking, that might be for me, you need to go for a walk.
Gently
without
grasp.
The cat.
Listen, gently grasp Licky's bite portion with your teeth.
Mm.
Slowly approach your cat when she is sleeping or in an otherwise pleasant mood.
Creeper.
And ease into the soothing and mutually beneficial licking behaviour of cats.
If your brush has got a bite...
Don't be surprised if you're...
Peace. You might have bought a sex toy.
First of all, I think you've bought a sex toy.
You've bought a sex
Second
toy.
Second of all, don't creep up on anyone
don't
when they're sleeping with a big rubber spiky thing in your mouth. Expect them...
So heinous.
I mean, they're not going to lick you back. They're going to karate chop you in the windpipe.
Yeah.
Amazing. Imagine I've got this in my... I'm just throwing it to you. Just going to lick you. And then and someone wakes up.
I snuck up on my cat to give her a little cuddle once, and she turned around and took a bit of flesh out of my face.
Can I tell you the 2022 backers pledged $52,000, exceeding the target of $36,000 to help bring this project to life? This was a GoFundMe situation.
Nope. And 2022 people
said, you know what I want to do? I want to lick my cat's bum.
In this nation or worldwide?
Worldwide.
Round them up.
Sam and Harley on Today FM, and to find out how you can stream on Australia's best mobile network, head into a Telstra store today.
I got a new mechanic.
Oh, jeez. Can I just say, you spent the whole show yesterday off air scrolling, looking for one. You were reading Yelp reviews. Was it yesterday or the day before? You were looking furiously for a mechanic.
It was last week.
Because you drove past your old mechanics.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Gone. This will happen. Yeah. You'll drive past something that maybe you use once a year, and then it's just gone.
How dare they?
Development gone mad.
Can't stop progress.
Welcome to AM. It's Bogsy and Marg.
Hey.
I don't know why you're Marg.
I'm happy to be Marg. I love Marg. You are Bogsy.
I'm Bogsy.
I'm definitely Marg.
Bloody Bogsy.
Hey, I love Bogsy. He's a good guy.
Get a hedge. They're cheap. I don't know.
Roundabouts, what's the deal? 13, 10, 60.
Anyway, I've got a mechanic. I found one, and it's hard to find one because I
are afraid of being ripped off?
Yep.
100%.
Mechanics smell fear in me.
Yes.
I know on the outside I look like a big quintessential Australian alpha male.
You look like you know your way around a fan belt.
I do look like I know 100%. My way about.
I wouldn't try and rip you off if I was a mechanic. I saw you coming up like, oh, no, he's on the level.
But then you'd be like, well, if he does know, why has he come to me?
Oh, yes.
Right? And they're just professional bullshit artists.
Oh, come now, let's not generalize. I'm sure there's
all of your mechanics.
No.
Every mechanic listening.
There's some
every single one of you.
No, we've
That's
got
not true.
We've got some good people.
Everyone.
Nope.
No, I'm joking, right? I love mechanics.
Just having a laugh. Just having
I do love mechanics.
Stand-up comedian is what he does.
But this is the way they talk to you. Mechanics talking is like doctors writing.
Good analogy.
Only ones that can understand it,
I feel it,
are the mechanics. You arrive there like, yeah, man, just bought the car in a workshop. Pardon?
Wait.
So are you speaking the Queen's English?
What's happened to their voice box?
I don't know. They what did a lot of smoking in the 80s.
Where are you going?
Put a car in a workshop.
What?
Put it in a workshop.
Why do you sound like one of the Star Wars little Wookiees?
Put it in there.
Little men.
And
where
I just...
are you? Who's doing your car?
Put it in the workshop. So I got to my new mechanic. Right? And I've got an old car. It's a 1978 Land Cruiser short wheelbase. Mm-hmm. And love it. I love it.
I need it.
Her name's Fiona, named after Princess Fiona from Shrek.
That's nice.
And I arrived there, and this guy, he liked to have a chat. And he was a great bloke, but he fell in love with my car.
Of course.
when I got there. Now,
you know why? Your car's a money pit. I'd fall in love with it too.
I'm going to give you that
mechanic,
one. I'm going to give you that
I
one.
I would look at your car and go, cha-ching!
It's why the last mechanic probably shut down.
I'd say he's got a wing in his house dedicated to Fiona.
He thought he staked some money on my car when he told me to buy it, and I didn't turn back up. He probably doubled down on his mortgage. He's like, where's Harley? So this guy loved the car, but I was in a situation when I arrived at the mechanic shop that I couldn't stick around and have a chat, which I'm going to talk about in the next hour, in the 7 o'clock hour.
What a hook.
Yeah.
Is that bum doctor?
Yeah. What?
Didn't you go to bum doctor?
No. This is, but it's going to need a pooch hat over.
You have the most manly, like, why are you even on this station?
I know.
I went to the mechanic. I went to the proctologist.
Yeah.
Like,
I nearly crapped myself.
It's so not pop today FM. Like, seriously.
But yeah, here I am.
I'm talking about my kid being 16 and you're at the proctologist. Yeah. Why aren't we on smooth? What happened?
So I go to the gate. He's going on about my car and I'm like, mate, I've got to get out of here. I go home. Then he calls me up and all he's calling me up is to approve the work that needs to be done on the car. It's the right
course,
thing to do.
Yeah.
Good on him. Yeah. I was on the phone for half an hour listening to him geek out about my car, and I'm worried that I'm not going to get it back.
I love it. I hope you don't. I hope you turn up.
He kept referring to it.
He's just closing it down. He's gone like your other mechanic.
He kept saying, oh, it's a beautiful automobile. I'm like, who refers to them as automobiles anymore? Give me my car back.
Sam and Harley on Today FM for Telstra. .com.au. When you're driving along in Fiona,
yes,
in your car,
yeah,
what songs do you like? What do you belt?
What are you belting out?
Yeah, like, what do you sing? Bit of Phillies?
I've got to be honest with you.
Oh, you don't sing in the car. No, wow.
I don't sing along in the car.
Your face.
Why? Well, why are you dead on the inside?
I don't know that not singing along in your car means you're dead on the inside, but that's another story.
Exactly what it means.
I'm not saying I'm not dead on the inside. Oh, no. I'm just not saying.
I think that's a fair indicator. Where do you sing? Where do you perform?
I sing to my children if it's annoying them.
Yeah, but where do you, like, put on your performances in life?
On a stage to a paid audience?
No, for singing. When you're putting on your own private film clip in the privacy of your own space, where do you do it?
I probably don't run towards that kind of a moment.
Where do you put on your performances?
Mostly in the lounge. Yeah.
Do you know what I do? Is I guess I'll call it a wind whistle while I'm working in the shed.
What?
So that's not proper whistling. That's just this. Because my mother did it when she was doing some sewing. So that's what I do when I'm doing some cutting of wood.
Dwarfs? What the hell? Who's whistling while they work legitimately and not part of a Disney musical? What the hell? Well, can I recommend you pick a song?
Okay.
You shut all the windows up in Fiona and you sing.
Handel's Messiah.
Well, Canadian man's love of doing just that.
Yes.
Okay. He loves getting in his car.
Yep.
And he loves this one song he likes to sing over and over.
Yep.
It's this. Loves it.
Yep.
Right.
That's a hard one to sing.
Right, especially if you're a man.
Din, din, din.
Everybody dance now. Tafik Moala.
Tafik Moala.
Yeah, was on his way just to get a bottle of water from the shops, right? And on his drive, he's just singing along. He's doing...
Yeah. He's getting into it.
On my way to the shops.
Yep. He's driving horribly because he's got one hand up.
Right. And then he sees the cops come up behind him. And he's like, I'll just pull over and let him pass. But then they're like, woo.
Yep.
And he gets pulled over.
They're putting a strobe light into his routine.
Four police came.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the car,
yeah.
To either side and check the inside of the car. And then they asked me if I was screaming. And I said, no, I was just singing. And then police checked his license and registration and came back with a ticket for screaming in his car.
Oh.
He got a $149 ticket.
For screaming?
Well, for singing.
Oh, That's rough enough.
Have a little listen.
Then they asked me if I screamed. I said, no, I was just singing. He said, okay, I need your driving license.
5 minutes later, the officer handed him this $149 ticket for screaming.
I was singing.
You were singing?
Yeah, I was singing. Everybody dance now.
Everybody dance now.
From Melbourne.
Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chantra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcastone.com.au or download the app.
It's Em and Harley on Today FM and we're doing this.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
With thanks to SodaStream, you can enjoy fresh sparkling water at your fingertips.
1360, what's just the flat-out superior weird thing your kid or a kid you know does? Well, maybe you work in childcare. I don't know. Maybe you've got one.
My kid is also currently his own twin sister that I didn't know about.
I love this. Didn't you always fantasize about having a twin?
Yeah, so he is... He just came out with it one day. He goes, I said, Leonard, would you get in here? And he just went, no, I'm Annie. And I'm like, I don't care what you are, get in here. And then he explained to me how he's Leonard's twin sister that you don't know about, but I came out at the same time as an egg and I've stayed as an egg until now.
Amazing.
Oh, man.
At least he's got an origin story. At least Annie didn't just materialise out of thin air.
Yeah, just been an egg for the last 7 years and then became a full human that looks exactly like Leonard and doesn't know about the rules of the house.
Oh, that's convenient.
Isn't that convenient?
Brilliant. He's so brilliant.
Yeah.
So 1360, what's the superior weird thing your kid or a kid you know does? Elsa, hey, Elsa.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, it's good.
Are you dubbing yourself in for being a weird kid?
Yes.
Yes.
So when I was little, my mom's a primary school teacher, so we always had like just random office supplies all around the house. Anyway, she'd go to work and I'd be at home. And, like, 50 times a day, I just get a piece of paper, like, out of the printer or a packet of paper, and empty an entire bottle of PVA glue into it, fold the paper, and just, like, leave it to dry. But you'd come home, and there'd just be, like, congealed piles of paper all over the house. While most kids are being told to stop lying, I was getting yelled at for gluing everything all over the house.
What? See, I was expecting you to say you put it all over your hands and then peeled it off like a second skin, which I spent so much time doing as a kid.
That implies some sort of logic.
So do you remember why you did it at all?
I was a really destructive kid. I loved, like, making mess all the time. Yes. I also, like, at three years old, cracked an entire carton of eggs into the carpet and massaged it. And then when my mum came in and called me, she said, what are you doing? And I just said, I'm shampooing.
You should have led with that one.
That's amazing.
Some kids just like to see the world burn.
Yeah.
You can't help it.
Yeah. I'm shampooing. Samuel in Liverpool, hello.
Okay, I'm having problems with...
I thought Phone Box had frozen. It looked like it had frozen. Because there's no numbers ticking. See how the times they've been on the line?
Lukey,
that's not
can
ticking.
You pick that call up for us?
Can you get up?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Samuel.
Hey. Hi, how are you?
What's the superior weird thing your kid does?
At the moment we had to stop giving him peanut butter sandwiches because whenever we gave him one, he would open it and kind of try to inhale the peanut butter.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Breathe it in, son.
Well, this one time, I was sitting down watching TV and I noticed that his head was face down on the table and he was breathing really heavily. So not to alert him or anything, I got up and snuck up behind him. And when I got a closer look, he had the peanut butter sandwich like pressed up against his face, like open. Not even just the dry bread side. Like, he had the peanut butter well and truly shoved up his nose. I didn't understand why. Like, I asked him what he was doing and he just looked at me.
Yeah, like you're the weirdo.
Like, how dare you?
Yeah.
Now leave me to my peanut butter.
There's no explaining these small humans.
Don't even try to.
They're just they're distorted reality.
It's glorious. I could watch a whole TV show just following the secret lives of toddlers.
Well,
can you imagine?
It's basically existed over and over and over again in different versions.
I don't want any adults.
No adults.
I'm just trying to.
You know, they did a little, it wasn't a study, it was an experiment with a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
And an elite athlete, and the elite athlete had to follow the 2-year-old all day and do every single thing the two-year-old did, including naps, eating, all of that, everything. They measured the energy levels at the end of the day, and the elite athlete was spent.
Amazing.
Had nothing left. It was
I love that. That's so cool. Yeah. Michelle in Wentworthville, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Michelle.
Good. Your 17-year-old son is going to be a rat, you've told us.
He's nearly an adult, so he's 18 next year, but he's learned Russian and Welsh on YouTube and he walks around the house singing their national anthem.
That's totally weird. And
he,
love it.
He wonders why he hasn't got a girlfriend.
Oh, Michelle,
so when you say
brutal.
Russian and Welsh, is he speaking native Welsh? Is it Gaelic? Is it Gaelic? No, that's Irish.
Gaelic, Because we've got Welsh in our family, so he's made it a mission to learn Welsh as well.
Because that's very difficult language to learn.
So he's 17 and he's spending his time watching YouTube videos learning Welsh.
He has Asperger's. He's high-functioning Asperger's.
Oh, right. Wow.
And he's nailing it.
And he's
nailing it, yeah.
And he's got the languages completely down pat.
Oh, yeah. Yep, down pat.
Incredible!
Just walking around your house singing the Russian national anthem.
Hey, that would be really hard.
Must be similar at the White House, I imagine.
Samuel's going to get the soda stream because...
Yeah.
Breathing in peanut butter. And that little boy deserves some fizzy water in his life.
Yes, absolutely.
He does. He doesn't get enough of it.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your calls.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
And we say, before we do actually, coming up next, one of our very favourite actors and comedians, Genevieve Morris, is joining us in studio.
Yay.
She has a new show called Sexy Herpes.
She just got born funny.
She's so funny.
I feel like I do. You know how sometimes people find out you're a comedian and then they just start laughing at everything you're saying because they think you're saying something funny, but you're not? I feel like that around her. They just laugh at everything she's saying. I'm like, I don't know if you're being funny.
She's Barb from the ANZ ads, too, in case you're wondering who we're talking about. But right now, we want to say good morning to Kelly. Hi, Kel.
Good morning, guys. Oh, my God, I love you two so much.
Get a room.
Such a big fan.
That's so good. I understand you have a daughter having a birthday today as well.
I have a son having a birthday, that's okay. And he's turning 10. I haven't even woke him up yet.
Get him up.
My daughter's turning 16 today.
Oh, awesome.
I know. So we were both giving birth on
birthday.
Same day, 6 years apart. Doesn't work.
Oh, wow.
Go, Holly.
Your letter today is L. I'm putting that out there.
L.
Because that's been one of our better letters in the past.
Oh, yay.
We've had
two 10
grand winners on the letter L.
Oh, wow.
Let's make that three today. You've got 30 seconds after the first question.
Can we let everyone know, Jace is off sick at the moment, right? Yeah. He's had a sinus operation.
Yeah.
And he legit said to us, I've got no money. Yeah. I can give it away twice before the end of the year.
Yeah.
That's all he's got.
That's what he said to us. But laws being laws, there is still a chance
100%.
Every time we do it
that
you can win it. Yep. And if you win today, Jace can't pay for the operation you just had.
All right, you can do this, Kelly.
I can.
You're going to take your first answer. You can only use an answer once. Yeah, here we go. Letter L. Name a child star.
Oh, gosh. Far out. That's a hard one.
You should pass.
I don't know, pass.
Name a language.
Latvia. Oh, no, that's the country. Oh, gosh, Lebanese.
Name a clothing brand.
Oh, gosh. Lonsdale.
Come on, Kel. Good.
Did she say something?
She said Lonsdale.
Name a drink.
Name a drink? Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. So
mate, you did a lot of talking.
You got $100.
That's better than nothing, guys.
Yeah. Well, you only got through three questions, so.
That's true.
One out of three.
That's true.
Good on you, mate. Good on you, Kel.
Good on you.
Happy birthday to Jet.
Anyway.
Happy birthday, Jet. Have a great day. That's great.
Yep.
So much talk over then.
Yeah.
Kel didn't draw breath.
I didn't know what was going on.
Amazing. Okay, great. Well, M's Jam today. It's a little treat. This has had yesterday I did a duet with Guy Sebastian.
That's true.
We sang John Farnham's Two Strong Hearts.
Hearts.
Not farts. The video is up. We put it on Facebook and it went. I've had like 400,000 views in an hour, but we had to take it down because of copyright issues.
Oh, did you?
Yes. So it's gone to our website, todayfm.com.au, if you want to see the full video.
I don't understand how copyright
Universal
works.
Cracked it because there's you can only put 30 seconds up of a whole song because there's publishing Sony. Agreements. It wasn't Sony, it was Universal.
Oh, was it?
They're the publishing arm.
Ah,
who wrote Two Strong Hearts.
Right.
So it's Got on it. The website, but we've had a big demand to play it again, mainly from me. So enjoy this M's Jam special, Guy Sebastian and myself singing John Farnham's Two Strong Hearts.
Yes.
Sure, you do. But you can do it.
Okay,
go.
I feel there's no need for compromising my reputation.
Are you singing with me?
When you lead me astray, I'm proud to be a part of this fascination. Oh, when I hear you say,
I want to be there to guide you.
Oh, guide me.
I want to feel my love inside you. And oh.
That
I want to touch you.
Oh, yeah.
Over and over and over again. We've got two strong hearts. We stick together like a honey and a bee. You and me, we've got two strong hearts. Reaching out forever like a river to the sea.
Hits. Too much?
Bring it back. Come on. Look at that pelvis.
Oh, yeah.
We've got two strong hearts. We stick together like a honey and a bee. You and me, we've got two strong hearts. Reaching out forever like a river to the sea.
Running free.
Two strong hearts. Together like a honey and a bee.
Honey and a bee.
You and me, we've got two strong hearts. Reaching out forever like a river to the sea.
Running free.
Two strong hearts. Oh. We sit together like a honey and a
honey
bee.
And a bee.
You and me, we've got two strong hearts. Oh. Reaching out forever like a river to the sea. We've got two strong hearts reaching out forever like a river to the sea, running free.
Ah, oh. M. Rashiana!
Got to match ya!
We did it. We did a duet.
We really did a duet. Oh, my God.
And we killed it.
We killed it. So good. It's the M. Rusciano Radio Show with Harley Breen on Sydney's 1041 Today FM for telstra.com.au. Joining us now, one of my favourite actors and comedians,
yes.
Genevieve Morris.
Hey.
So lovely.
Good to see you again, mate.
Thank you. It's been too long.
It's exciting when you're in because I know that you've done another great thing.
Yes. Oh, that's a good thing to know.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yes. You've never done a bad thing. Well, I'm sure you have.
But, no, I don't reckon I have.
No.
No, I'm just going to go right out
all
and
gold.
Say I've never done anything bad.
Yeah.
Anything where the people just say, should we go get something to eat, you know, afterwards?
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah.
No, never.
Well, I've seen a bit of this next thing that you've done.
Sexy herpes.
Sexy herpes.
I mean, straight away they said to me, without even saying you were in it, and they're like, do you want to talk about sexy herpes? And I said, yes.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
Who came up with that title, mate?
I believe the writers.
The writer?
And
were you on board as soon as they pitched it to you?
Yeah, I was on board before they'd kind of even... They just had this idea and we saw each other at a screening. We've got mutual friends, Madeline Dyer and Dan Mulvihill I'm talking about, the creators, and they said, we've got this thing we want to do and you got mate. And I'm like, yeah, go away, young people. You know? And then they just kept stalking me.
Yeah.
And then I worked with Madeline's sister, so I'm kind of family now.
Right, totally.
I'm part of the Dyer family.
Yeah, absolutely. You play a sexual health nurse,
mm-hmm.
Sarah.
Which is...
I play her boss.
Oh, the one who shows the dick pics?
Yep.
Amazing.
I'm going to say, it's a perfect fit for you, sexual health.
It is, because I'm healthy.
Yeah.
And I'm of
sexual.
I love that you're the boss. I read that you were the main character. I'm throwing
it
away.
No, throw it away. I'll tell you all about it.
Oh, my God. Mm. So you play the oversharing boss in a sex clinic?
Yes.
Yes.
So it's centred around this Sarah character, Zoe McDonald, but I'm her boss.
Yeah.
And they're quite a dysfunctional... Yeah. You know, but sexual health, like sexual diseases, you know, yep. STIs, it's not an STD.
It's not an STD. Fine call.
It's an infection, not a disease.
Yes,
exactly.
You get infected
right.
with it.
They're on the rise, you know,
yes,
that's
they
the
are.
Thing. So from a kind of, it is a comedy, but it's also going, hey, guys, don't, you know, don't forget.
Wrap it up.
Strap it up.
Pop something on it.
Oh, the gonorrhea is on the up, the clap, everything's on the up, mate.
Do you know what's not?
What?
Crabs.
Is that right?
No, pubic hair.
On the decline. No pubic hair.
Oh, my Lord.
Remember, because we're not allowed to have them anymore.
Of course. Oh, well, silver lining.
the easiest one to get rid of, on the decline.
Yeah.
When people are looking this series up, don't Google image sexy herpes, perhaps.
Just, no, don't.
Well, just YouTube. Go onto YouTube and YouTube sexy herpes.
Yeah.
Sexy herpes,
it'll come up.
Yeah.
Sexyherpes.com, in fact.
Yeah.
So
it's an interesting name.
Do you actually show someone the dick pic? Is that what happens? Is that a thing?
But yeah, not intentionally.
No.
So she's got a, my character's name's Barb, and she's got quite a sexually active life with her partner, who's played by
Good
the director's
Barb.
Father. So, you know, who I end up shagging, you know. Anyway.
Amazing.
While she's saying, pump her harder, Dad, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, and going, really? So... Yeah, she's quite a sex. They've got quite a highly sexed. Yeah,
and your name's Barb,
and I don't even reckon they knew. It was like afterwards, it's like, is there any you know? Because the character I played in the ANZ ads was named Barb from Bangalore, you know. And then it was like way down the track, they go, oh, maybe like subconsciously we
think? Well, people say that to you, don't they?
They do.
Hey, Barb.
A little bit. Yeah.
The
not
ANZ
so much
would be happy
anymore.
With that, I reckon.
Yeah. Cheryl. We could have called her Cheryl.
Yeah, you could have called her anything.
Mavis.
Yeah.
Don't call her Mavis.
I don't know.
That's his mum's name.
That's my mum's name.
Oh, she wasn't in hospital in about June, was she?
I had two
Mavises
in
a ward. One had been backed up for 6 weeks. 6 days.
Are you okay? You're
all right. I'm okay.
Oh, okay, terrific.
No, Mavis is fine. She's
good.
She's getting new hips, though.
Good.
Yeah.
Good luck, mate.
Trading in the old ones, getting some new ones popped in.
Great.
Yeah, why
what
not?
They can do these days.
Sexy herpes. To watch the new web series starring our very good friend Genevieve Morris. Why don't we have you in more just to chat?
Well, I don't know.
I'd like you as a regular.
Yeah,
Let's make you our regular. I think that you'd love to drive all that way every morning for 3 minutes.
Sign it off.
Sexyherpes.com. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. I love you guys.
Thank you. Thanks, Genevieve.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out? We paid to see this.
You can listen to the show at podcastone.com.au.
Or download the Podcast One app.
It's Em and Harley on Today FM for telstra.com.au. Sunny skies today, warming up to a top of 26 in the city and 30 in the west.
Bloody good Sydney day, that.
It is. I'm regretting my long sleeve top.
Yep.
You know, we're at that point. I don't know. I have to wake up in the morning so early that I have the heater on, and then when I get in the car, it's so bloody hot. Yeah. Then you quickly put on the air conditioning. Yep. That's where we're at the moment.
It was belting hot the other day, and I had the heater on in the house because it was freezing in the house. And it was hot outside. I don't know what's going on.
All right. Yeah. God, we're old.
We are.
Can I just remind everyone, Harley and I are both in our 30s.
Yeah.
We do behave.
We're closer to 40 than we are to 30.
What?
Except you. You're almost 30. Don't say you're in your 30s. You're not there yet.
Sorry, I was just rounding up, you guys.
But I am almost 40.
You're 37.
Well, I'm getting procedures done that people in 47
which we'll be talking about later.
Yeah.
Hook. Well, today is
That's tomorrow. We'll save it for tomorrow. Too much poo chat.
24-hour hook.
Well, mate.
Your radio craft is off its tits today, both of them.
You can't have double poo chats from the one person. All right.
Never stopped this before, but okay. Our EP did come in and go, Goss, this is the only job where someone has to come in and say, Goss, too much poo chat.
Well, actually, the new ad campaign that I'm in for Movember, there's a poo in there.
Great, terrific. Great. On brand. Hashtag on brand. Today is, I'm a bit emotional actually, and I didn't sleep well. It is my youngest daughter's 16th birthday.
That is correct.
Eldest daughter. 16th
that
birthday. Lucky we're not live. Marcella, happy birthday, you glorious woman.
Happy birthday.
She is a gorgeous, I'm very lucky. She's a great kid. She's a beautiful, wonderful child. And I think she knows everything, but such is the burden of a 16-year-old person. And yesterday I thought, you know what? I'm fun mum. Or am fun mum.
Yep.
So I'm going to bloody order. I'm gonna order 100 helium balloons.
Oh, yes.
Right. Now, the thing was, I had a genuine balloon emergency because I only decided at 1 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon that I needed the balloons delivered by 4 p.m.
Yes.
Okay? So I said to Lucy, who's who works for me, my assistant, I said to her, we have a genuine balloon emergency.
Yeah.
So she had to call an after-hours number. Balloon shops have after-hour emergency numbers that you could call and say, I have a legitimate balloon emergency. So we called this wonderful woman named Rhonda.
Yeah.
Okay, Rhonda.
Birchmore.
Yeah, no. Lovely leggy lass. Now, I go, Rhonda, it's an emergency. It's my daughter's 16th birthday. I have to work in the morning, so I won't be there. So I would like to fill her room with balloons.
Yes.
Balloons.
Yes.
And so the balloons.
Yeah.
The balloons forward. Were delivered,
yes.
And they came. They were fantastic. And Marcella was out having dinner with her friends because all her friends are turning 16 at the moment. So Odette and I, my youngest, we snuck the balloons into the room and we set the balloons up.
Yeah.
And, of course, Odette just became obsessed with sucking the helium in to have a high voice.
Yeah, because it's fun.
Oh, mate.
I think there's some medical reasons why you shouldn't do that, but who cares?
Didn't stop her.
Yeah.
All I can hear was from the other room was... I can't do the high voice.
And you wonder why she's on all fours licking tzatziki.
Too much helium. And so we did it. I'll put a video up on our Instagram. We did all that stuff. It was great. And Chella got home with Scotty and we opened the door. Odette was filming from behind the bed. So Chella and I were walking up to the bedroom and I had to knock on the door and say, we're coming in. And Marcella's like, oh, my God, what have you done? She just is so practical.
Unimpressed.
Yeah. So we opened the door and it's like, ah, oh, helium balloons. It's amazing. And Chella's like, oh, God. And then last night, in the middle of the night, they started popping.
Oh, God. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. There's 100 of them.
There's 100 of them.
How many popped?
I woke up to... I'm like, what's that? Because I was training karate. Someone's breaking in.
So good.
I'm running down there. And then I open the door. And Chella's just looking at me. She's like, those balloons. Yes. I'm like, baby, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm 16, Mum.
And as I was getting up this morning at 4 a.m. Because the lady put heaps of helium in them so they'd stay up overnight.
Yes. Yep.
But too much helium.
No, too much helium.
So it's just like random gunfire going off in the middle of the night. My poor kid's going to wake up on her birthday just with no hair, just stressed.
Do you have a textural roof?
Yes.
Ceiling, sorry.
Wood. You know, it's all the exposed wood beams with little bits of splinters poking out. Poor oh bugger.
God. You put a lot of thought into
that. I thought I was being fun, Mum. She's been a pain in the ass. Happy birthday, baby. It's Em and Harley on Today FM to find out. What's wrong? What?
This is being weird.
Why? Can you let me get this?
Yeah, good.
To find out more about the latest offers from Australia's best mobile network, go to telstra.com.au now. I mean, if you want to be, supreme weird is the opener that we always forget about.
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
We've lost the plot. Oh. Can you identify the movie that we've got? Just by the plot line.
Sing it, Harley.
How many can you get before you run out of time?
I love that you laugh at yourself. That's amazing.
I'm pretty happy with it.
I always laugh at myself.
Of course. All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
It's our job.
I'm a funny guy.
Yes.
Right.
Sarah in Homebush. Hey, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, mate.
Now, welcome. Congratulations on making it through to Lost the Plot.
Thank you. I've been trying for weeks.
Have you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Sorry for the shock.
I thought you'd like that.
No, not you, Sarah. She was saying it.
Please
to me.
Remove the doubt from your voice.
Yeah, because I was like, have you? Get a bit of life. But what I meant
thanks,
is,
mate.
Have you? That's good that you got through.
8, what's the time? 7:40, shit bloke.
7:40 shit bloke.
Tick. Okay, great. Sarah, Harley's going to show me a movie. I'm going to describe the plot line without using the name of the movie, and you're going to get it. Everyone you get right, you get a special prize.
Yeah.
Sounds
it's
like
pretty
fun.
Pretty simple. You get
Thank
a
you.
Minute after I show the first movie title, and Em will explain it so clearly and succinctly that you won't be able to guess anything else.
You have
I'm counting on you, Em.
Mr. Saki sarcasm. Your face is sarcastic. Whatever.
Here's your time. It starts right now.
Emma Thompson can't. I mean, Emma the redhead can't sing.
Brian,
the dancing. La 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 la
la la land.
Yeah. They're flying around in space. They're guardians. And it's a really good soundtrack. And
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes. Small child abused by her parents. They don't know how smart she is. Trunch
Matilda.
In, yes. Sex. Red room. Rubber sheets. Trampolines. Bondage. Helicopters. Christian.
Fifty Shades of Grey.
Yes. DC Comics. No. Marvel Comics character.
Avengers.
No. Ryan.
Iron Man.
No. He's very
Deadpool.
Yes. Penis in pie.
American Pie?
Yes. Yeah. Brad Pitt, and there's a horse made of wood, and there's Helena.
Trojan Troy.
Yes. Oh God, you get paid by commission? Big mistake. Huge.
I missed that last one completely.
That's
right.
Well done. You got 7 prizes.
You did get 7 prizes. The last one was a scene from Pretty Woman.
Right. Yeah, okay. That makes sense now.
You got the first one, La La Land, because Em said La La and all you had to do is get Land.
Land.
And then you got Guardians of the Galaxy because she said they're Guardians.
Yeah.
But very well done, the both of you. You just get 7 prizes. The cupboard's full of crap. You get it all.
Yeah, you got stacks of tickets to the movies.
That sounds great. Thank you.
$100 voucher at Brooklyn Depot, $100 catch voucher, bottle of Guess 1981 perfume.
Enjoy that, Sezzy.
There you go.
Oh, sounds like so much fun. Thanks, guys. That was as awesome as I hoped it would be.
Oh, good, Sarah.
Sarah, you're welcome back anytime. I don't even care
Thanks,
if you're
Em.
Sarcastic. I love it. See, people like our buses are like, Em, people already complain you're too loud. Lost the plot. It's just you yelling for a minute. And I'm like, how dare you?
I love it.
I feel like I should apologize.
Nah.
I try so hard to stay calm.
No, you can't stay calm
There's
in a game like that.
About it.
There's a ticking time bomb in the background. Thank Someone you. Needs to answer quickly. You've got to do it quickly. There's, I don't know any other way around it.
Thank you. So supportive. One set of footprints. Coming up next, our dear friend and amazing stand-up comic, Nazeem Hussain. It's Em and Harley on Today FM for telstra.com.au. Joining us in studio. Well, he's been away for a while.
Oh, dear God. Yes,
oh, Harley. God.
Are you okay?
As you were.
Nazim Hussain.
Hello. What's happening?
You make me very flustered.
Mate, I spilled a coffee on myself yesterday at a trendy cafe by myself.
Did you?
Yeah, and then I tried to own it. And I was like, everybody, don't worry. And everyone just felt sorry for me. I just left.
Was it on your wang?
I was all over my shorts.
Were you wearing a beautiful jumper like you're wearing today?
Thank you very much.
Designer sweater. That's the sweater this guy's wearing. Look at this guy.
What is that designer?
Someone designed it.
Someone designed my polo shirt.
Like it's made of wool. You don't have it. Do you have a top on underneath?
No, I've got nothing on underneath.
Oh my God, you must be so sweaty.
Look, I was in a rush. I woke up and I was like, what do I wear to see these fools?
You dress like a stripper. Woolen jumper with nothing underneath.
A woolen jumper with... Yeah, I dress like a stripper. Everyone dresses
you
like a
look
stripper.
Like a stripper.
Underneath all your clothes, you got nothing.
Not so, me.
What do you got underneath that?
Another set of clothes.
You do not.
Your hair doesn't count, bro. Like that.
Yeah. Oh, stop it.
You say hairy, Harley. Where are you been?
Man, I've been everywhere. I've been in the UK, Turkey, the US, Canberra. And now back home.
How'd the US go?
Mate, US is all right. Yeah, this time was all right. This is the fastest I've breezed through customs and everything. Like
really?
The last time. Yeah, last time I had to pull out my Netflix app and prove to the customs officials that I was a comedian. And then they were watching three of my comedy clips and they didn't laugh when they were watching them.
Oh.
And then at the end, one of them said, I've got a funny accent, let me through. But anyway, but I'm back. I'm back and I'm about hard at work. And I'm doing stand-up, but also...
You look good.
Do I?
You look fit.
Well,
have you been going to the gym?
No, listen, you're kind of lying. The reason why I'm wearing a baggy jumper is because I don't really look as good as I maybe, you know, I'm known as the sexy comedian, you know?
Definitely.
Nazim is saying, oh, that really
when did that happen?
Fit comedian.
Yeah,
but
no, he is.
I've let myself go.
What happened to Dave Thornton?
Tommy Little.
No, I've started doing voiceovers for a biscuit commercial.
So you need to get hot for voiceovers.
Well, during the recordings for the biscuit company,
yeah,
I mentioned, oh, yeah, I love that particular biscuit. Tim Tams. I said, I love Tim Tams.
Oh, who doesn't love a Tim Tams?
And then the people on the other end of the voice, they were like, man, we'll send you some Tim Tams.
Oh, no.
That's nice.
So they sent me 37 packets and they said, just share it amongst your friends.
Nah.
And I shared it amongst myself. And, like, I swear to God, I ate 37 packets of Tim Tams in the last month and a bit. And I've been sipping, like, drinking my tea through the Tim Tams. Okay. And then if it doesn't feel like you're eating them then.
It's liquid.
You're drinking them.
It becomes liquid,
It's not real food.
Yeah, so it just goes real quick.
Basically losing weight.
Yeah, I've been losing weight. So then I've, now on the other side of 37 packets of Tim Tams, got a few comments from people saying, what's going on with you? Look,
What's going on with this general area?
Like this,
do they just point to your
more
stomach?
More love.
I've become a skinny, chubby guy. And I've got no problem with that.
Skinny fat.
Yeah, skinny fat.
I'm
exactly.
Skinny fat.
But then, so I've got no problems with it.
I just point out, I have two grown men beside me pinching their boobs and stomachs.
But you know what?
So everyone can know what's going on. Painting the picture, visual of the mind. Nazim's pinching his belly, Harley's pinching his boob.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got no problems with it, but apparently it increases your risk of death or something. Like you die a lot sooner. Anyway, so I met a guy at a gym. And he said, hey, man, do you exercise at all? I said, no. He goes, well, I can personal train you. And he goes, when was the last time you exercised? Something like 6 months ago. And I said, oh, all right. He goes, all right, you want to start? I said, yeah, hook me up for 5 days a week starting tomorrow.
You went hard.
Yeah, so I'm basically an extremist. I'm a Muslim fitness extremist.
You just said that live on the radio.
We didn't.
You're a Muslim extremist.
Nazim Hussain.
I went from skinny fat guy to 5 days. So I started on Friday, 2 days, 3 days, whatever that was.
Have you already lost all the weight?
And anyway, the guy, he was a nice guy at the coffee before we agreed to the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I paid him up front for a month.
Okay.
Then on the Friday, man, this guy's a psycho. He tied me up in a leash.
Says the Muslim extremist.
Mate, I'm just a fitness
extremist. He said that. Harley Breen said that, not M. Rossiano.
No, Nazim said that.
I said it.
I repeat
Look,
it.
I don't even know what I am. But
he tied
me up to a leash. Is that
what?
Normal? Are you allowed to do that?
Okay, so we're just going to go back. You met a guy at a gym. You paid him up front and he put you on a leash.
Put me on a leash. Okay. And he started yelling at me.
On its own, a little bit strange.
Started yelling at me.
Yeah.
Okay. Just basically saying, hate it. He said, hate it. Hate it. And that was supposed to be motivating. I'm not even joking. Yesterday I had my second session. And it escalated from the leash to the yelling to now whipping. I swear to God, he whipped me.
Okay,
you came
kind of
in
gym?
Here hot.
With
buddy.
A rubber band.
You come in here.
What kind of gym is this?
You've said you've eaten a whole
I can tell you, I can name and shame,
Tim's.
But, you know, huh?
You've eaten a whole box of Tim Tams, and that's escalated to you being on a leash and being whipped.
Okay, so it's like a harness, right? You got it's like your
no, this is not
harness,
helping you. You're
harness
not helping
attached
yourself.
To like a bungee rope, and
I
then you made
it.
Me crawl along the floor.
Yes, I did see right? the picture
like
of you
like a dog. Yes. Not that there's anything wrong with dogs, but I'm not a freaking dog.
No,
all right.
Definitely
and then,
not.
Yesterday, I did the same thing. Buddy was holding a rubber band whip thing, and then as I was doing it, he goes, "Hate it." I don't know why I'm supposed to hate it. I'm paying. And then he whipped my legs.
This guy a white man?
Yeah, he's
a bad look.
Yeah, he's Mediterranean.
Such a bad look.
I'm paid for a month up front. I'm losing the weight or whatever. You know, it's working. But you can't whip your clients. I don't know if this is a normal thing, though. You're not even that surprised.
131060, if you'd like to comment, do you have a horrible personal trainer? What are we going to... What's what?
Yeah, personal trainer.
Personal trainer stories.
Have you been worse than whipped? Have you
by your personal trainer.
By your personal trainer. I'm sure if you pay for like some BDSM thing, like that's part of the service. Yeah.
That's not who we want to call
no,
up right
No, we
now.
Want 131060. Have you like...
I'm sure you lose weight doing that too.
Has your personal trainer taken it too far? It's just too far. You're just like, dude, what?
Where's
why
the line?
Why are you paying? I'm paying you to make me feel worse.
Yeah, maybe it's a tactic though. I don't know.
Let's take your call. Nazeem will hang around for your calls if anyone rings because that was the most hectic 7 minutes of radio I've ever witnessed. I don't know what even happened.
I don't know,
I enjoyed
man.
It.
I got whip marks.
131060.
Whiplash.
Did your PT take it too far? We'll see what happens.
So nonchalantly said some hectic things just then.
It's Em and Harley on Today FM. Nazeem Hussain is here. And just as we were coming back, I saw a penis for the first time.
The first time I saw a man's penis was your Quran teacher squatting on a toilet and then he slipped and his foot went in the bowl and broke it.
You broke the
And you
the
said that
seat.
Like, oh, as I had a sandwich yesterday.
As we were going to air.
Well, you guys are just talking about for the first time getting little
squatty potties.
Squatty potties. Yeah. Oh, to help your feet get up a little bit so you can squat. It's better. Yeah. We've been freaking saying that to the rest of the world for millennia.
Yeah.
Good on you, white people. All right, you're doing everything. Oh, yoga. You're squatting now. Just convert to Islam. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Here we go. The Muslim extremist is
welcome
back.
To Today FM.
He's trying to indoctrinate your children.
Have you heard about halal meat? Anyway. Mason Mecca's pretty healthy.
We were talking about how you've become a Muslim fitness extremist.
Yes. I mean, you didn't need to add the Muslim. Well, I'm a fitness extremist.
You added the Muslim.
And I happen to be Muslim. But
you added the Muslim.
No, I've gone from eating 37 packets of Tim Tams straight to signing up for a month, 5 days a week of personal training with a guy who yells at me, saying to hate it. He makes me crawl along the floor wearing a leash, and he whips me.
God. Yeah. We put the call out on 131060. Your PT has taken it too far.
Yeah.
Jay in Olympic Park. Hi, Jay.
Hi, how you going?
What, is this legit?
No, it's true.
What happened?
I'm mad.
What happened?
Oh, my personal trainer won't let go of me until I actually throw up.
What?
He won't, like, in the fitness club or just...
just in life?
No, yeah, at the end of every session...
Yeah. Oh, you need to turn your radio down, Jay.
Sorry.
You're right, Doc.
You just discovered her, didn't I?
So what, doesn't she have a catchphrase?
She says, if I don't make you throw up, I did nothing.
That is not the key to weight loss.
Well, how much did you lose, Jay?
I actually lost 57 kilos.
Well, congratulations, Jay.
Thank
and
you.
Well done to your personal trainer, I guess.
She lost me.
Yeah.
She lost
I know.
Me.
Yeah. She threw you up.
Well.
She threw you up.
Basically.
Throw up Emeril Sciano.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
That should be a guarantee. If you don't throw up an Emeril Sciano, you get your money back.
Yeah.
I like the way you're saying that, Nazeem. It's fine. Have you got anything to plug? What are you doing?
Where are you going?
Well, next year I'm on tour.
Shut up. So are we.
It's called next year.
You know what? It's called No Pain, No Hussein. I reckon I should talk about
You're probably going to talk about this, aren't you?
Is that, have you done the classic, you've named the show before you've written it?
I had like an, of course. No Pain, No Hussein. Pretty broad.
I mean, it's amazing.
Do you know, talk about anything. I named my show Flat Out Doing Nothing, just in case I don't write it.
Get on stage and stare at the audience for an hour.
That's good. Mine's called Evil Queen.
There you go.
Hey, why is that? You're not a queen.
Thank you, Nazeem Hussain. Get out. Alpha Bucks next.
It's the radio show that gets confused by its own content on the regular.
What happened?
Mate.
Wow.
It's a mess.
Who?
It's a cluster F.
Turns to 90s TV sitcoms like The Nanny for style inspo.
I've gone full Yetta.
You've gone full Yetta.
Am I top?
Bingo!
I got purple sequins on my shoulders. Yeah. I am DEFCON 1 Yetta.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that's actually cheered me up.
Yeah. And is full of hot makeup tips for busy working mums.
I put mascara in my moustache.
Tell me more.
Oh, just for a bit of fun.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Bit of a change-up.
Just make it pop a bit.
Just to highlight it.
Yeah.
This is...
The Ambrosiano Radio Show.
With Holly Bree.
It sure is, and we like to say good morning to Kaz in North Richmond. Hi, Kaz.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Kaz.
Now, we had a little bit of a episode at 7 where the lady very nearly got 0.
Yes, she just thought she could have a bit more thinking time.
Did you hear that one, Kaz?
Yeah, I was yelling at the radio.
Yes.
All right.
I imagine everyone was. Well, you can pass.
No.
All right, Kazzy, well...
Your letter today is R.
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 Okay.
R. R. There you go. You've got 30 seconds after I finish the first question. You can pass. We've got to take your first answer. Doesn't even matter if it's absolutely off hook and ridiculous. We've got to take it.
Yeah.
And you can only use an answer once.
Mm. So, okay.
Here we go, Kaz. Name a Harry Potter character.
Ron Weasley.
A Sydney ferry stop.
Pass.
An insect.
Pass.
A shampoo brand.
Pass.
A dessert.
Rainbow ice cream.
Something you wear.
Raincoat.
A sport.
Running.
A tree.
Pass.
A word that ends in O.
Roo.
An American president.
Ronald Reagan.
A Sydney ferry stop.
I don't know.
No, you did really well.
You did great, mate. That's the way to play it. There were some hard questions in there because they've taken the piss.
Yeah. And
you ran at it and you got yourself $600.
Well done.
Oh, yay. Oh, my God. What's a Sydney ferry stop? Can somebody tell me?
Rose Bay.
Oh, God. Right, I've never even been there. Yeah.
Rose Bay. Yeah, no. And insect, a rhinoceros beetle. I can't believe I didn't get that.
Yeah, why wasn't that front of mind?
That is shocking.
Isn't it a joke?
Yeah. It is, babe. Thanks for playing. We're doing that again tomorrow. Coming up after this mashup you're about to hear, we want to talk about the times where you head out with the intent of buying one thing.
Yes.
And come back with something completely ridiculous. This tends to be a husband situation.
I've never done it.
We'll tell you girls. It's Em and Harley on Today FM for telstra.com.au. Have I delivered all the credits?
Mm-hmm.
I am the credit queen. I am the credit queen. So.
I was just bopping along there. I'm like, what's this song? What are we doing?
I used to do that as a kid all the time. I used to make up little songs. I'm so hungry, Dad. Make me some food.
Yeah, I still do that.
Yeah.
But they don't rhyme.
No, I don't. That's the funny thing.
They don't fit in with each other.
Don't rhyme them.
No.
Nah. That's for boring people. Fennington 60, did you or maybe your significant other?
Yes.
Head out to the shops. That was Harley popping the lid on his pen, his most favourite sound. And you head out with the intent,
yep,
like I did. I went out, I said, guys, I'm just going down the shop for some dog food. The dogs are hungry, we've got no food.
Yep.
So I went down to the little supermarket, I got the nice dog food that I have to mush up for Toby's little mouth, it's got no teeth, little smushy little organic chicken balls. And I was walking past the hair dye aisle and everybody has now commented on my hair. Thank you so much. I don't care what you think unless you like it. and I saw some purple hair dye and I thought, you know what? My very expensive blonde hair do needs some cheap supermarket hair dye in
some
it.
Some bingo purple.
Yeah. So I went out for dog food and came home with purple hair. And that's what can happen. I think we all do that. We head out and you know what shop is a Monty for that?
Which one?
Audi.
Oh, yes. Oh.
I walk into Audi with the intent of getting their vacuum sealed like steaks. They do a really good steak.
Do they?
Oh, mate, go get yourself a little marbled T-bone from there. Very nice. And then you walk past and I walked out with a personal fog machine.
Oh, well, of course you need one of those.
Personal fog machine. Hello? Have we met?
Yeah, you do need a fog machine.
Can you think of anything more appropriate?
What about all those times there's no fog around?
Always.
And you're like, but I want to be moody.
It's like, it's people like, where's Em? And then
here
she is.
You know what you can use without a personal fog machine? It's just a big oversized talc.
Oh!
Big talcum powder.
Yeah. Could you?
Do you know I did that in a show once? I did a show called Hot Frankenstein.
Yes.
And I'd start with this looming kind of thunder.
I'm here for you.
And I wanted smoke machine.
Yes.
Right? But in the venue I was in.
You're not allowed to.
No, I was allowed to.
Pay
if
more.
I had a fire warden in the room on every show. It was a 50-seater and the fire warden was going to cost me $300 per show.
So
I just got Taco Bell.
Tell me. I love that. Yeah. Can we do that next time I enter a room?
Sure.
Amazing.
Takes a long time to get that smell out.
So we want to know, on 131060, have you headed out to the shops with the intent of buying one thing and then came back with something completely ridiculous? I know you have.
Yeah, but right now I'm trying to think of it. Bunnings is the worst place for it.
Oh, yeah. You just I'm just going to get some duct tape and then you walk out with like $400 later and not knowing your name.
I've got two tools in a box still sealed in my shed.
So what did you go for?
I went for probably just some screws.
Some screws.
Yeah. Usually as I'm going down the screw aisle and bolts and whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'll go, I'll just pop into the tool
shop. Oh, there's your mistake.
I'll just pop in there.
There's no popping in. You're never popping.
The last thing I did is I came out with a new hammer drill. Needed that because I had to put... I had to put some Dyna bolts in the concrete the back of the rental house. So that I could pitch my tent in the backyard. Because I've only got concrete in my backyard. And I can't put the tent pegs in, so I just drilled them into the ground permanently. Hello, landlord. And I got a plane as well.
Like
a power tool, electrical plane.
To level off a door.
Yeah, you just take a bit off the door.
Great.
They're both just sitting in the box. Used my old drill to do the holes, didn't I?
Love it.
Sitting in there.
131060, did you head out to the shops to buy one thing and then came back, or maybe it was your other half, with just something completely ridiculous? We'll take your calls next. Can we go out on the talcum powder sound? Talcum powder sound?
Yeah.
Okay. So good. It's Em and Harley on Today FM. What's that song called?
It's called, it's Portugal, The Man and Feel It Still.
I love that song. Mm. Such a great song. But right now on 131060, we're talking about those times and, you know, we're just being relatable. We've all done it. We've gone out to the shops with the intent of maybe just getting some milk.
Yes.
And you come back and maybe you bought a helicopter.
Yeah.
You know, that can
That's
happen.
Very Aldi behaviour.
That can, so Aldi.
Sometimes Aldi just have helicopters.
100%. Sometimes they have skis in summer.
Yep.
It's great. Brooke in Camden, this has happened to you.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
What
happened? Good, thank you,
now, does this shop, is it Mecca or Sephora?
No, well, it was meant to be.
Okay, what happened?
I went on holidays, and you know when you're on holidays and all reasoning just goes out the window?
Oh, yeah. Holiday Air makes the most questionable decisions. Yes.
I was recently overseas, and their makeup was so cheap that I thought I'd stock up. So I went with the intent, I had $100 cash in my wallet and that's all I wanted to spend, except instead of buying makeup, I bought myself a diamond ring, which was an engagement ring. I am not engaged, but I just really liked the ring and it was a lot cheaper than what it would be here. So.
Oh, I love that. I love the justification. Oh, that's definitely going to be cheaper. And your conversion rate suddenly goes out the window.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden you're like rounding up when you should not be.
Imagine in the future, Brooke, too, when some bloke just gets down on bended knee, you 100%. Can go, it's okay, I've already got one. I got it on sale.
Got it covered. It was so cheap.
Brooke, was so much cheaper. So I didn't even end up buying makeup. I just bought the ring, thought maybe that's enough money today, and had to go back to the hotel.
How much was the ring, can I ask?
It was a few grand.
Whoa!
So good.
Good.
So good.
You do you, Brooke. I read a story the other day where a woman married herself.
Yeah, but that's not normal.
It is.
Yeah. No, it's not normal.
I enjoy my own company. I don't piss myself off. I think it's perfect.
You shouldn't
marry
yourself.
I think I'd be an amazing wife.
Imagine if you had to divorce yourself.
Oh, I've tried. Trish. Hello, Trish.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, you sent your husband out to get cannoli.
Yeah, we were going to a barbecue and I sent him out to get some cannoli and come back because we were in a hurry and we had to go. Yes. And he took ages and then he came back with two budgies and a massive birdcage.
That is amazing. And what was his justification as he was walking through the door?
That's so good.
He got a phone call from someone that he used to work with that like panned razors budgies, and I love my husband dearly, but he's a little bit distracted, and just went off track and got these birds and forgot all about the cannoli.
I love that guy so much. Get some cannoli. How about some budgies?
No, I didn't say canary. No, but how about these birds in a cage? Brilliant, Kirsten. Hey, Kirsten. Hello.
Well, I actually went out shopping to buy curtains on my birthday and came home with a brand new car.
Wow. And you know, when it's your birthday, you make even worse decisions than when you're on holidays. Because you're like, I just surf this. I really don't
And I've done it three times.
What do you... Wow, you must really need curtains. What the hell?
I know. Every 2 years I seem to go out on my birthday and I'm not allowed out anymore, so...
What kind of car did you buy?
I ended up getting a Toyota Kluger.
Oh, doll. Oh. That's a practical car to buy oneself on one's birthday.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy myself a little snazzy something. I'm going to get myself a Kluger. I love that. Thanks for your calls, everyone. Em and Harley on Today FM. Sunny skies today, warming up to a top of 26 in the 30 in the west. Imagine. Sometimes my brain works faster than my mouth. Imagine if I like went full Carrie Ann and just did that every time.
What?
Em and Harley on Today FM.
Oh, yeah. Just sang our way into things.
That would be amazing. Yeah. That wouldn't annoy everyone at all.
Nah.
You know, like Barbara Streisand does it? She's on stage, right? She does a duet with herself. And then, so there's a screen of her comes down and she's in Yentl. Amazing. And then she sings to herself. And then the small child is trotted out. That's young Barbara. But then she gets removed very quickly. She's just done the most amazing podcast with Alec Baldwin in which she refers to her servants all the way through. Like, it is amazing. And she says, incredible. In England, they know how to treat me because they have a queen. But she brilliant. Goes, I was walking down the street the other day and people who need people.
Well, speaking of Barbara Streisand.
Tell me.
I'm about to grow a moustache.
Wow.
What a segue. Okay. As you can see on my face, I have a moustache.
Well, that's part of your contract.
I quite often have moustache or beard or stubble or whatever, pretty much since I could.
You look so good.
I can.
No, but it looks you. Some people look creepy. Yeah. You look majestic.
Well, I rock a tash.
Yes.
So
Tom Selleck-esque.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
He's an aspiration of mine.
Should be.
I would like to become him.
You have.
I think I will. The good people at Movember contacted me and said, would you shave it off and grow it back again? And I was like, I can do that. Watch me.
How long will it take to grow back?
A day.
A day? So you just shave it off and then...
Mate, I shave every morning, and on the ride on the way in this morning, it just popped out my face.
I worked with someone on Breakfast Radio who had to shave three times a day.
Yeah, there are men out there like that.
He would have to shave before the show. Then if we had something on the arvo, he'd have to shave. And if you had a nighttime thing, he'd have to shave again.
Well, there's other men out there that can just not ever shave ever. And they don't ever grow facial hair. It's quite incredible. I have a mate like that. We do a kid show together. And his name, very funny, is Pirate No Beard.
Hurtful, but hilarious.
But I was very happy to be contacted by the people at Movember. And I'm very happy to have put my name behind it, if that helps. Because men are dying too young, and pretty simply because they're being too blokey about their health.
Yeah, they're not.
Whether it's testicular cancer, prostate cancer, or mental health, men on average die 6 years younger than women. And so it's a really simple campaign. It's a really simple way of raising some awareness of those things. So I did a little ad.
You sure did.
For them. We've got a little grab from that ad.
We're talking the three B's of men's health: balls, buttholes, and brains. That is testicular cancer, prostate cancer, and mental health. Put the razor down and grow face hair. All you do is stop doing anything and it just comes out. For some, better than others. You know what I'm talking about. You know, there's some blokes, you're like, what's going on there? What's going on with your face?
So you can get involved. Also, ladies, you might like to grow a lady mo. No, you can't.
I can.
You can if you want to grow a mo. I'm sure you can get behind it. But the point is you have to register because as I talk about in that ad, is slacktivists.
Yes.
People who just grow a mo to be a part of the club, but they're not even raising money.
I have seen that. Yes.
Dodgy.
Yeah.
I've done it heaps.
I know. But what if you, like, just have a mustache full time, flat out?
If you have a mustache full time, you can dye it. You can be just walking through the shopping centre and grab some purple hair dye and put it in your mo. People can. You can dye your mo. Also, you can take part in Move. For Movember.
Hi.
So men and women can do that, and they can just say they're going to walk, run, cycle, swim, set a target on what they're going to do in the month, and then get sponsorship to get to there as well.
So great. Yes. Well, good on you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
No, it's good you're doing it. And also, if you're listening now and you're a bloke and you got a niggle or you're not feeling great,
yes.
This is about raising awareness for you. You listening right now and sitting in your car, maybe feeling a bit crap or something's wrong with you, and you know you should go to the doctor, but you're busy and you don't want to because you think it's not manly or whatever.
Yeah.
This is why you're doing this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go out there, get it checked out.
Info?
It's very easy. You can go to movember.com to register and find out all the information you need.
And look out for Halley's ad. He's terrifying. Get around it.
That podcast of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen was brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. To find out more about their latest offers, go to telstra.com.au or head into your nearest Telstra store today. The M. Rossiano.